been murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, and TuneIn Radio. Joining me, as always, we got my buddy Josh. What's going on, man?
Hey, Brandon, man. How's it going, buddy?
It's going good, going good. You know, we're going to talk Super Bowl, but since this is a Ravens podcast, why don't we start this off with a little bit of Ravens talk here real quick. Not a lot going on in Ravens world, but C.J. Mosley is up for an award for the Defensive Rookie of the Year for C.J. Mosley. He could win that on Saturday. You and I have talked about it all season long. One of the best pickups the Ravens have had in quite a few years. I absolutely have to say this guy deserves Defensive Rookie of the Year. I mean, he's had a great showing. He reminded a lot of Ravens fans, including myself, a lot of like the passion that Ray Lewis had for the game. So what are your thoughts on him? Do you think he's going to win? Do you think he deserves to be in contention right now?
Of course, man. I mean, he's had a heck of a rookie campaign, man. And I remember all the doubters back in April or May when the draft was a few eons ago. You know, we're drafting a linebacker at 17. You got to be kidding me. What's all he thinking? We need a receiver. And then look at the naysayer now. You know, yeah, we've had a bust of receivers in draft. We all know that. Some reason it's the Ravens kid as hell, but we didn't miss him. And then we even said the last time the Ravens got a linebacker in the first round, it was number 52. Way back when in 1996, and this the second linebacker drafted in the first round, and here to C.J. Mosley. Actually, it was Terrell Suggs, but believe it or not, late round there. But with that being said, you know, I love Mosley and what he brought to the table this year. Young, energy, fresh. We know what he brought from Alabama, being one of the contending teams down there in the SEC. Nick Saban, what they built down there. He knew he was coming from a great program. And not to knock the smaller schools, but we know the history there. So we knew what kind of type of player we're getting in Ozzie's deep, rich in the Alabama Crimson Tide history. And I can't be more pleased right now. And, yeah, he overtook over the Pro Bowl. Khalil Mack, the rookie out of in Oakland, was leading. And then after the Pro Bowl overnight, he overtook him. I think it was like a 2% lead, and he opened up a little bit. I think he was leading by about 44. There's a fan vote with 44% saying he should be the Defensive Rookie of the Year. And I think the actual real vote's really close. I think it's like 3 or 4%, if I'm not mistaken. Tickled to death. And then with Harbaugh winning Coach of the Year honors and what we've had to endure for starting from start to finish with the Ray Rice, to dealing with injuries, Dennis Pitta, Jimmy Smith, of all things, and the rewrite thing resurfacing, and a lot of things this year, spearheading, and then with the not a thing at the end of the year, it was a lot of things hitting the Ravens in the face, and then with them just sneaking into the playoffs, knocking out the division champs and getting the division round, and almost taking to the brink of defeat was the Ravens against the Patriots, who are now in the Super Bowl, as we know. It's been a great year for the Ravens. I really don't say they overachieved as a whole, but achiever right now is Mosley. I can't be more pleased.
Yeah, for a season that was really up and down, he really was one of the bright spots every single week when you watched this team play football. I absolutely hope that he walks away with this award. He was a great great addition to the team, and you know, he was the first rookie for the Baltimore Ravens to get to the Pro Bowl. And I thought it was funny that he was like, I didn't even know rookies could go to the Pro Bowl. He was shocked about that. So hopefully he comes out and wins it. Of course, at the Pro Bowl, Harbaugh was one of the coaches, and we had Doomerville Yonda and Forsett there as well. Did you hear about this, though, that John Harbaugh for the Super Bowl is going to be an analyst for NBC for the pre-show?
I did.
So a little bit of Ravens flavor there. If you're going to be watching the Super Bowl this Sunday, the Ravens are still going to be representing with our great coach there, giving his insight to the team. He knows the Patriots very well, so I'm going to be very intrigued to see what he has to say.
Of course, and not only that, but we're recording Super Bowl Tuesday, the week of, and our own Gerald Suggs is going to have a fun network as an analyst. So our Ravens are spread out there, man, and they're well known. I mean, we're a first class franchise. We're well known in the media spotlight, in the eye, and everybody always goes and said the media hates the Ravens, NFL hates the Ravens. I mean, it's really nonsense. I mean, we're really well liked, well respected. I mean, I know Goodell was on the field. I know how I feel about Goodell right now, being with the Patriots situation, but he was on the field during Ray's last dance game, the wild card game against the Colts. He gave Ray a hug. I mean, Ray Lewis, Ravens are all respected. And I mean, Ray Lewis being an analyst with ESPN during this week. So we're getting some Ravens flavor out there. Harbaugh was in the Pro Bowl. A lot of the players were saying respected, and Harbaugh was joking with the Steelers players and Antonio Brown. And it was funny because I was joking, as obviously we know that Chris Carter, Hall of Fame fame, and Michael Irvin, a Hall of Fame fame, is they draft players. They do a fantasy draft, per se, instead of the NFC versus AFC. It's pretty much a free-for-all. So players can be intermixed. And John Harbaugh was coached to the team Carter, and they were trailing. If anybody wants a Pro Bowl, I didn't get to a chance in the fourth quarter. So I know Denverville had a few stacks. I know Forsett had some plays. Mosley, I've seen some amazing tackles, but I don't know any final stat lines, nor did I. I didn't really care for the stat lines in this game, obviously. But I heard that it was kind of funny because Kenny Dalton was a 13th Dalton, and he was leading Team Carter, which was the team coached by Harbaugh, to try to lead him to victory. And I was joking. I said, how funny would that be? Kenny Dalton's over for the playoffs, and he's going to lead a Pro Bowl team back in the Pro Bowl to win the game, and Harbaugh's coaching him. How weird is that? It's like, it's really funny to see, and he almost threw two picks, and I was waiting for it, so it was kind of like, but, you know, it ended up being that he missed the 4th and 10 play, and the game went to the Coach Irvin team, or Team Irvin, I should say, and Jason Garrett's staff was coaching that, respectively, so it was pretty fun to see, man. I don't think anybody got to see it, but we heard Harbaugh's well-respected, and some players were quoted by saying, you know, they understand why some players, you know, will play for Harbaugh because, you know, he was loose. They said practices were fun, and he's all about football. And Andrew Luck was even saying how it was really funny how he had deja vu because Harbaugh was telling stories about the Harbaughs. And, you know, of course, Jim Harbaugh of the late San Francisco 49ers that coaches, used to coach Andrew Luck at Stanford. So it was kind of like he had all those ties in there. So it was really fun to see all the storylines tied together. But you're right, man, all of our Ravens are all over Super Bowl week, even though we're not there playing.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot going on with the Super Bowl, but let's talk about the actual game here. We got the Patriots and the Seahawks. A lot of controversy surrounding this game. The Patriots coming into this game with the giant elephant in the room, talking about the deflated footballs, who did it, why it happened, so much stuff going on. But let's you and I just talk about it here. Given the fact that when all the footballs are correctly inflated, when everything should be on par, who are you cheering for in this game? Are you going to be a Seahawks fan, or are you going to be a Patriots fan?
I'm going to be a football fan. Obviously, my rooting interest is for the Seahawks. I like to see them repeat as champs, especially when we play them at home next year. I like to see that be a hot ticket to town, even if they don't. Who's to say what happens to the offseason, but I like this Mark Allen to play here. I really love the guy. But with that being said, I'm really a football fan. Obviously, I'm not rooting for the Patriots. You know, the whole cheating aspect and them beating us. And, I mean, obviously, everybody knows on record. Yeah, I'm a Tom Brady fan. I'll put that out there. I've always been. I love the guy. He's going to be one of our greatest ever of our generation. And, yeah, Ray Lewis that even said the Patriots win, but asterisks on it. But I had this big discussion about that. I said it really sucks to see this, man. Obviously you look at the players around the professional sports that are well respected, well liked. I mean, rarely did you hear Cal Ripken's name in the media badly and cheating every now and then. And the great Derek Jeter just retired as New York Yankees captain. How many times you hear his name that gets me going? These guys know how to play well. I rarely hear LeBron James being mentioned up there in the ranks of any bad publicity. So these guys know how to carry themselves, and when you hear that, it's just like, you know, me growing up, obviously, I'm a Baltimore fan, who's fan, but I grew up watching my favorite players, obviously, when Jared Keith got put down on record. Roger Clemens, Andy Pettit were among my favorite pitchers. Obviously, Derek Jeter was one of my favorites, but, you know, obviously, we know what these guys endured. You know, they went through the drugs and the performance enhancing ACH and all that, and it just, it really sucks because you see these players and their favorites, and they're like, what, is their stats and their career really tainted? Same with Brady. And then now the video with the Super Bowl, how Joe Flacco was messing with the footballs and saying, hey, you know, we need a Ravens ball out here. This isn't a Ravens ball. And everybody was joking, hey, you know, Joe Flacco knows what the football feels like, looks like. But, and Joe Flacco said it. We said it last show. Quarterbacks know how the ball feels. And with the new video of the whole attendant taking the footballs across the way in the locker room, it's just a big mess, man. So it's like, how can you root for that? And I'm pro Seahawks this weekend. Obviously, I got, you know, we got Super Bowl blocks going, so I'll be rooting for the final score of the quarters. You know how it goes. And I'm going to have the fun of relaxing and watch some great football and a great halftime show with Katy Perry. That's pretty much it. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, this whole, I mean, it sucks that you got to talk about deflated footballs and what happened and yada, yada, yada for this type of thing, because the Seahawks versus the Patriots should be just a great football game. It really should be just enjoyable to watch. These are two really good teams. I don't understand, you know, of course, they've come out and said that they have video of one of the equipment people, you know, taking the ball and then going into, like, the bathroom and coming out 90 seconds later, and they have video of that, and they're talking to them, and this guy's pretty much admitted to that. But, like, when you have a guy like Tom Brady as your quarterback, like, is that really necessary? The dude is good. I mean,
no,
he doesn't. He doesn't need to cheat. He doesn't need this. For my line of thinking right now, the Patriots have to win this Super Bowl. They have to if they want to be a team to, you know, go down in history as a good football team, because after Spygate and, you know, after Aaron Hernandez and everything like that, of course, you know, that's a whole different story. Off the football field, they didn't really, you know, that guy did what he did on his own. But, like, this team constantly is getting in trouble over and over and over again. If they don't win this Super Bowl, I feel as if it's always going to be like, oh, well, they didn't win because the refs were paying attention and realized, oh, the ball was deflated, and they knew, you know, they couldn't play a normal game. They had to cheat. If they don't win, they will go down in history as just cheaters instead of being, you know, Bill Belichick, he's a good coach. No matter, anyway, if you like the Patriots or not, the guy is a good coach. He dresses like a moron, but he's a good coach. Tom Brady's a good quarterback. Again, he also kind of dresses like a moron with Uggs and stuff like that off the field. His wife dresses him. I mean, that's pretty obvious. But this team, the Patriots team, I feel as if they have to win if they want their legacy to be anything besides scandal and cheating. They have to at this point. Otherwise, they might as well just retire at the entire team after this game, because it's just pretty much just scandal, 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 scandal. You can't back it up on the field. This is going to be very...
Yeah, man. I can't really go for that. I mean, especially if it was our team. I mean, yeah, we went through the Ray Rice thing and we understand that, but, you know, that's where it comes into play, because you have to remember, we were a team that endured that too. We went through the Barry Lewis trial. Jamal Lewis was found using his cell phone to make a drug deal. So, like, we've had an artistry. I mean, and then, you know, I obviously, and I never respect what you were saying and appreciate it, but, and then we have the whole Mount Cody thing. So, you know, we've had our share of bad publicity. I mean, how many Ravens had trouble this offseason with misdemeanors and minor offenses? I mean, it's everywhere. You know, Patriots are always joking about the fans, and for saying not the Patriots team, it's fans. It's like, oh, well, Ray Rice beat people. Yeah, well, you have a tight end that murdered people. So, you know, come on. Like, yeah, you can ha-ha-ha at us, but you got your own, you know, demons in your closet. And I even fired back at a Patriots fan on social media, and she came back with a great statement. I have to give kudos to her. She, because I said she was bashing Ray Rice and all that, and they're like, oh, you have a woman beater. I'm like, you guys got a murderer. And I said, Patriot fans are stupid to target that because you guys got your own demons in your closet. So who's to say what? And now the whole cheating thing. You know, you guys are being a laughing stock to the NFL and looked at as cheers and, you know, a team that really just pretty much just looked at negative. And then she even said, too, she's like, obviously justice will be served. You know, if they did anything wrong, they will get punished, and they will get punished accordingly for that. And if for that reason, they'll get punished. But she's like, there's a football game that went on Sunday, and I'm fired up. And I said, you have right place to be fired up. Your team's in the bowl. You know, but just keep in mind that don't be making fun of other teams because we can just put it right back on you. So you just got to be careful. But with that being said, it's just really fortunate because you're right. They got a great ball because they got a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame quarterback. Why do it? You know, I guess it's, I don't know. I just never understand it. I just never will.
Nor will I. I don't understand it at all. But I'm very excited for this game, no matter what. I enjoy watching the Patriots play. I mean, when they were up against the Ravens, yeah, I was ticked off. But after I saw that trick play up against the Ravens a couple weeks ago, I was like, they outcoached them. They outcoached the Ravens. They outplayed them. I want to see what these guys do up against a team like the Seahawks, because the Seahawks, you know, they're coming at you, you know, for 60 minutes. They are a great team. My prediction for the game is that it's going to go down to the wire. It's going to come down to the last few seconds. I think the Patriots are going to dominate the Seahawks for the majority of the game, kind of the reverse of last year. But then in the last 4 or 5 minutes, the Seahawks are going to come fighting back like they're known to do. So I'm very intrigued at what will happen. I think the Patriots still will come out with the Super Bowl championship. That's my prediction for this Sunday, because I feel as if, unlike the Green Bay Packers, the Patriots, they can play a full 60-minute game as well. And if the Seahawks kind of get a second wind and get like a second resurgence, the Patriots aren't going to lay down. They're going to do what they have to do to come out with a win. So I think they have to win, but personally, I think they are going to win.
I think so too, man. And you know, I really hope that the defense comes alive. They take the home and they show Looney's boss. And I think it's going to be a great game. It's really hard for me to predict. I mean, the Seahawks scored, 43 points against the Broncos in last year's Super Bowl. They won 43-8. With this type of game, I don't know if I expect a shootout or if I expect it to be close. You know, because the Patriots, they're going against a great defense. And if we had a secondary, they wouldn't have gotten that many points. And see, our game was a track meet. They scored 35 points in that game, and then they scored 45 points in the penalty. So, and the Seahawks, they scored all those unanswered points and won in overtime. So, I'm actually going to say, even though the secondary of the Seahawks is way better, mm-hmm. I'm actually going to predict a high scoring game. I'm going to predict I'm going to go 30-24 Seahawks.
30-24. Okay. Okay, cool. I can't wait for this game. I think it's going to be a good one. The Patriots have kind of shown on offense, at least, that they can kind of move the ball around a little bit more. Of course, you know, Tom Brady loves throwing it to Gronk, but I kind of feel as if they're going to move it around a little bit. Gronk's going to be covered. But the key is, like, to every game, this is not going to be Seahawks Broncos. Brady is going to be okay playing in that kind of atmosphere. He's not going to be, like Peyton Manning. It's not going to be in New York where, you know, it's cold, where Peyton Manning doesn't like it. I think that Tom Brady's going to come to it, and they have to get to him. They have to throw them off their game. And, you know, if they're throwing in little cheap jabs or whatever, talking about, you know, his deflated balls, then, you know, they kind of brought it onto him himself. But you got to get to Brady. You got to shut him down. I feel as if the Seahawks have more weapons than the Patriots, but Tom Brady's got a great football mind. And if they allow him to use it and they give him time, he's gonna, you know, wipe the floor with them. But I feel as if the Seahawks will pressure him. It's just how much are they willing to give to him?
Right, I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen up front if they put pressure on them. And, you know, it's all about execution on both sides of the ball. I mean, the Seahawks' offense was anemic in the first half. Obviously, they scored 0 points. They came a lot. So, with that being said, actually, ready to see what happens in this game. I'm ready to get after the final NFL game before we get the offseason going. the culmination of everything, and here we go, Super Bowl 49. It's here. Can't wait to get a cake up on Super Sunday. Definitely got some plans. What are you doing, man? What do you got? You got the grill going? Are you going out somewhere or what?
You know what? I think I'm going to be going to Jimmy's Famous Seafood for their Super Bowl party this year. That's what
Jimmy's Famous. Got it, man.
It's a good deal. You know, it's going to be an open bar. It's going to be all you can eat. There's going to be door prizes. There's going to be a silent auction. Supposedly, there's going to be some celebrities showing up. So I'm excited. There's going to be some pretty girls there handing out free shots. So I'm all set.
You are all set, my friend. not for me. I wouldn't be getting too wild and crazy like you for your bowl if it was 2012 when the Ravens made it, but. I'll be relaxing at a friend's house. We got the food spread. We got the big screen, and we'll be surround sounding it up and enjoying some good, relaxing football on a Sunday night.
Very cool. So, what's your favorite football food to eat while watching the Super Bowl?
The go-to is always wings.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody brings that buffalo chicken dip, I'm dead. That stuff is to die for.
The last couple years, the family and I, besides the Ravens year, we kind of stay home and we make chili and wings and all that kind of stuff. But the last year or two, we've done a snackadium, which is, you know, you got like guacamole in the middle, salsa on the end, cheese on one end. You got Slim Jims as the goalposts, and then you got chips and wings and everything set up as a crowd. So it looks like a really cool stadium made out of snack food. It's been pretty fun.
That's cool, man. It's always fun to play around with the different food selections and see what's out there. Maybe we don't get crazy. I mean, it's pizza wings or your typical fanfare, maybe the little hot dog in a blanket, the leaves in a blanket kind of deal, and some dippers and, you know, maybe desserts. I mean, if we do it all right, but yeah, we get it going well, and get it a local joint, and it's pretty fun. I've been doing it for the last few years there, if there was this, other than the Ravens making it, because obviously I went out for that one. It was a big night. Indeed. We remember that 2 years ago, almost to the date. So, with that being said, it's been a fun year, fun ride, and you know, I can't wait to recap it all and head us to the 12th.
Yeah, man. So I think that's pretty much it for the show. I don't think did we miss anything for this little Super Bowl mini show we've had.
With that being said, I don't think so. Let's go for not a chance, sir.
All right, very cool. If you want to tell Josh or I who you're picking for the Super Bowl, you can let us know. We are both on Twitter. You can follow me at Brando Cash. And, Josh, where can people tweet to you?
They can always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52.
All right, very cool. Go to BrandoCash.com. Get information about this show, all the other shows from Brando Cash Entertainment. Check out some pictures and videos that we've also posted up there as well. Like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/BrandoCash. That's for all the other podcasts and everything. You can also like The Call, Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. We do this show for free. After this week, who knows when we'll be back. Whenever news decides to break, we will be back. But make sure you stay connected with us. But what we are asking you to do, since this show is free, you guys download, stream, and listen on iTunes, Stitcher, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, TuneIn Radio, and thecall.brandocash.com. You guys listen to it for free. We're doing it for free. We'd love to do this. We want to get even more people into it. Be a part of the conversation, so let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit, anywhere you're social on the web. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan, I listen to The Call, and you should too. So, this is usually the part where we tell the Ravens to fly high, Josh, but since you're a football fan, I don't know, I have a feeling I know where you're going, but is you going to end this with Seahawks fly high or Patriots, ride strong on a Minuteman or a horse or something? I don't know. You pick the way we're going to end this.
We actually just ruined it for everybody, but you're right. With that being said, we're going to look for a great Super Bowl. Thanks to all who listened to The Call. We really appreciate that. We're doing a special Super Bowl edition. Obviously, we don't take a break. It is NFL football, and we love football right here on The Call, Ravens or not. But that's right. You know, birds of a feather fly together. We always remind that, and we've already thought that the Seahawks remind us of our own birds and the Ravens. So that being said, our friends all the way over there on the Pacific Northwest, we're rooting hard for you. We want you to repeat a chance and bring it home for us and beat those teams. Will you beat those teams, please? With that being said, let's tweak it this episode. and let's say Seahawks fly high to Super Bowl.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.